In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end, amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. St. Peter and St. Paul, pray for us. Our Lady of the Immaculate Heart, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So we're on the top of page 9. Volume 24, 6-7, 1928. My daughter, how many prodigies of ours concurred in creating Adam? With our breath, the soul was infused in Adam. With our paternal goodness, we infused three suns, forming in it the perennial and refulgent day, not subject to any night. These three suns were formed by the power of the Father, the wisdom of the Son, and the love of the Holy Spirit. So here we have, in us is the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We have the power of the Father within us. We have the wisdom of the Son within us. We have the love of the Holy Spirit within us. We have to understand that it's not human. That's divine. And that's what God wants. That's what to be fully human now is to live in the divine. It's not to be God, but to be like God, to be God in God's image and likeness. Volume 24, 8, 26, 28. After this, my always lovable Jesus made himself seen as a little child in the depths of my soul, little soul. And he clasped me and he kissed me and he breathed over me. And I felt new life, new love being infused in me. And I repeated for him what he was doing to me. So Jesus wants what he does for us, he wants done for him. Okay, so on Christmas, everyone should have a baby Jesus, not just a little teeny baby Jesus, but a life-size baby Jesus that you can hold. Jesus says, when you kiss the cross, he says, when you kiss the cross, he says, I will accept it as you actually kissing me. That's what he says. That's why we venerate the cross. That's why we venerate the relics of the saints. When you kiss the cross, he says, I will take it as you're actually kissing me. If you are filled with worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, hold the baby Jesus. Hold him. He wanted to be held by his mother even after his crucifixion. We see that in the Pietà. He wants to be held. He wants to be kissed. That's how humble our God is. He wants to be kissed by creatures. He wants to be held by creatures. What was the gift that he gave to Luisa Picaretta when she did the 9-day novena for 9 straight months? The gift was she was there at Bethlehem and she held the baby Jesus in her arms. That was her gift. You can do this. Everyone should have a baby Jesus. And the more life-size it is, I think the better it is. I like life-size crucifixes because it just gives to show you a little bit more of how much our God loves us. He loves us so much. And he wants to be held. He wants to be kissed. You have to understand, this is what Luisa did. He breathed on her. He kissed her. She breathed on him and kissed him. Again. And repeating his kisses, he told me, little daughter, my divine will, as my breath breathes over you, it renews you, it vivifies the power, it destroys in you the infection of the seed of the human will. It vivifies, it brings to life the seed of my most holy divine fiat. This breath is the origin of the human life of the creature. But as Adam withdrew from my divine will, Adam lost my breath. And even though life remained in Adam, he no longer felt the vivifying strength of my breath, which in vivifying him maintained him beautiful, fresh, in the likeness of his God. So without my breath, man, Adam remained like a flower which, having no more rain, no more wind, no more sun, fades, withers, and lowers its head, and it tends toward dying. Now, in order to rehabilitate the kingdom of my divine will in the midst of creatures, it is necessary that my continuous breath return into their midst, which breathing over us, them, more than wind, it may like the sun of my divine will re-enter into them, so that with its heat it may destroy the bad seed of the human will, and then mankind may return to be beautiful and fresh as he was created in the beginning by our God. You see what God is doing? This is not about being holy and good and saintly. It's about sharing in divinity. It's about to begin to live a life in God's image and likeness. Why did Our Lady of Revelation say time has now come to an end? Because it has come to an end. A new beginning is right around the corner. And for each and every one of us that are reading, it has already begun in us. That life of God has begun in us. That light of God has begun in us. That love of God has begun in us. See, the human misery, what is your human will? Your human will is when you say, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. This is my human will, and I'm tired of it, and I don't want to live like this any longer. That's what we say when we go to confession. I'm tired of this human volition that causes me to always turn against you, Lord. I don't want to live like this. I want to live now in the divine will. I want to live now like you gave to Louisa. It's the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary. I want that life. That's what God is waiting for. To return to be as beautiful and fresh as he first created Adam. Volume 25, 12, 16, 19, 28. My daughter, how happy I feel in listening to them. But my happiness increases in keeping you in this house of my divine will, as both of us are listeners. I have what I have told you, and you what you have heard from me. Do you see what's happening at this point? Jesus is listening to the priests who are reading the divine will. How happy I am to listen to my priests reading the divine will. But my happiness, he says, is increased by keeping you in this house of my divine will. Now, is your house a house of divine will? Every house should be a house of divine will. And he says, and both of us are listening. I have what I have spoken to you, and you what you have heard from me and have put down on paper. That's what they're reading. That's what I'm hearing. So when you read this, God is happy. Can you imagine? He says this, my love swells, my love boils, my love overflows. Listen, listen, how beautiful my words are that I spoke to you. The word contains the breath, and as it is spoken, the word carries that divine breath, which like air makes its round from mouth to mouth and communicates the strength of my creative word. And the new creation, which my word contains, descends into hearts. As you read, your family is hearing Jesus, even if they don't hear you read. If you're reading in the privacy of your room, your family is changing. Guaranteed. Jesus just says that. As you're reading the divine will, your family is going to go back to Jesus, go back to the church. Guaranteed. Jesus just says this. He says very clearly, the word carries the breath, which like air makes its round from mouth to mouth and communicates the strength of my creative word, and the new creation of my word descends into the hearts of those that are around you. Don't be worried about your family. Consecrate them to Jesus and Mary. Read the divine will and watch what will happen to them. You in your room reading the divine will is changing the face of the earth. It's changing your family. Do you see why it doesn't matter what's happening in the Vatican right now? Jesus is saying, the kingdom's coming. Let them do what they want. The kingdom is coming. Seminaries empty? Why are the convents empty? Why are the... I was just talking to a good friend of mine at the... He's a Trappist. He says there's no vocations. There's no vocations. Why? The kingdom is coming. It's nothing to worry about. The kingdom is coming. And Jesus is saying it has to reign in you first. He says the kingdom of God is within you. Let it begin to reign in you. How is that going to happen? By reading the volumes. Why is it going to happen? By you reading the volumes. Jesus just tells you this. A new creation is descending into the hearts of your family, of the nation, of the world. Read. The more you read, the sooner the kingdom will come. Volume 25, 3:8-19:29. And it is not by its breath alone that nourishes the whole creation, maintaining it fresh and beautiful, just as it created it. Oh, if creatures would let themselves be nourished by the breath of my omnipotent fiat, all evils would no longer have life in them. Don't worry about your family. Read the divine will. It's generative. Its nourishing virtue would communicate to them divine light, divine beauty, divine order, and the most beautiful harmony. What can my fiat not do and give? It can give everything. As the creature operates in it, she acquires divine breath. And breathing together with my fiat, she maintains what is done once, always alive, even more if she has the virtue of vivifying and calling to life the many acts of my divine will to which the human will has given death. Breathe in my breathing, beat in my heart beating, walk in my walking, gaze in my gazing, listen in my listening, speak in my speaking. Jesus says, get out of my way. I want to do that. In fact, my divine will has a continued act to give to creatures, and when they have not done my divine will, these acts have died for them. And the one who lives in the divine will has the virtue of vivifying them and keeping them alive. In your family, with your friends, with your neighbors, with your coworkers, with your parishioners, throughout the whole world. The kingdom is coming. Remember when Jesus said to his disciples, the kingdom of God is at hand. It's not at hand now. With Louisa, it's here. And each soul who's reading the divine will can enter into this life a little bit or a lot. 30, 60, or 100-fold. Jesus is waiting for us to do this. He really is. He's waiting for us to begin to live this abundant life. Page 10, top of the page. Volume 26, 4:28-29. I was making my rounds, and again, this is praying the rounds in the divine fiat. This is the prayer that Jesus wants you to pray. And I'm telling you, if you have the rounds, focus on this. Focus on this. Easter to Pentecost rounds, you will be happy. You will be joyful. I can guarantee you. As I was making my round of the divine fiat to follow its acts in creation, as I reached Eden, see, there's no time or space in the divine will. You can go to the Garden of Eden. My poor mind paused in the act in which it created Adam, and breathing over Adam, it infused life in Adam, and I prayed Jesus to breathe over my poor soul, to infuse in me the first divine breath of creation, so that with its regenerative breath, I might begin my life again, all in the fiat, according to the purpose for which the triune God had created me. Do you see what God is doing? Do you see what God is asking for? He's asking for us to do what Louisa did. Go to the Garden of Eden. Now, remember, when Louisa, this is volume 26. In volume 26, that was the first time she went out into the garden. And Jesus said to her, the garden that right next to the convent that she was living in. Jesus says, this is a simile of the Garden of Eden. It's the same thing for you. If you have a little garden, if you have one flower, if you have one tree, go outside. And then pause in the act of God creating Adam, breathing over Adam, infusing life in Adam, and pray to Jesus to breathe over your poor soul, to infuse in you the first divine breath of creation, so that with a regenerative breath, you might begin your life again, all in the fiat. Do that every day. Do that every day. I want to possess the life that you breathed over Adam. I want that life. According to the purpose which God created you. But Louisa says, but while I was doing this, my sweet Jesus came out from within my interior, and although in the act of wanting to breathe over me, he told me, my daughter, it is our divine will that the creature ascends again into the womb of our creative arms. And we, triune God, may give her again our continued breath. And in this breath, we give the current that generates all goods, all joys, all happinesses. But in order for us, triune God, to be able to give this breath, mankind must live in our divine will. Because only in the divine will can mankind receive this gift, and we can give it. You can't breathe the breath of God outside the divine will. Do you see what Jesus is saying? I've got plans, he says. Cooperate. Don't fight me anymore. Give your fiat. Let the divine will reign. In creating Adam, we did not put him at a distance from us. Rather, in order to have Adam together with us, we gave Adam our very divine life, which would give him the first act to operate together with his God. This was the reason why our love, our light, our joys, our power, our beauty gushed out of all together, overflowing outside of our divine being, and they spread the table before the one whom with so much love we had formed within our creative hands and generated with our very divine breath. We wanted to enjoy our work. We wanted to see Adam happy with our own happiness, embellished with our own divine beauty, rich with our own divine richness, and more so since it was our divine will for us to remain close to Adam, to operate together and to amuse ourselves with Adam, and games cannot be played from a distance, but only closeness. Therefore, my daughter Louisa, Adam lost this. Be attentive, and we shall give you everything if you live always in our divine fiat. That promise is to us as well. Be attentive. That means to read, to study, to put this into practice. We, triune God, will give you everything if you live always in our fiat. This is the reason for saying fiat all the time. This is why you put fiat in your car, over your horn, in your bathroom, over your mirror. You know, you put fiat all over the place. It's not to get angry anymore. It's not to get worried anymore. It's not to be anxious anymore. It's to say, fiat, Lord, you're my Lord, my Savior. You're my Master. You're my King. You're my God. You're my all. No more worry. No more fear. No more complaining. No more negative. Begin to live this abundant life. Our breath shall delight in breathing over you always to make our divine joy, our divine light, our divine sanctity overflow upon you to communicate to you the divine attitude of our divine works. And we, triune God, may keep the little daughter regenerated by our divine will always together with God. Never to be separated from God. Do you see what God is doing? He said enough. The word enough in Italian is basta. My grandmother always used to say that to me. Basta. I said, she's swearing at me. You know, enough. Enough. It's to begin to live this abundant life. Enough of this human. Enough of this worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. Enough. Stop it, Jesus says. He says to the apostles, does worry add one moment to your life? And he says, of course it does. And then he says, as a command, stop worrying. When we worry, we say to Jesus, I don't trust you. You're not doing what I want. So therefore, I'm going to worry about it. You're not a good God. You got to stop that. No more worry. You got to begin to live in the divine will. Peace, joy, and happiness. I don't care what they say about me. I don't care what they say about you. Who cares? Sticks and stones will break my bones. It doesn't matter what they say. Be joy-filled. Be peaceful. Be happy. This is what God is looking for. 5:26, 6:9, 29. My daughter, each breath is the life of the next one that follows. So much so that as one is about to release one breath, before it is emitted completely, it calls for another breath. So it can be said that the breath has its life and gives life to the creature because it is continuous. They are so united, so close among themselves as to be inseparable. And so, always, for the beating of the heart, one heartbeat calls for the life of the next heartbeat, and the continuous beating forms the life. So much so that if the beating stops, life no longer exists. Such, listen to this, such is the soul who does and lives in my divine will. Her identification, her closeness with the divine will, is such and so great that more are breaths and the heartbeat close among themselves. Therefore, the acts done in my divine will are like many breaths or heartbeats which the creature does in God, in such a way that she becomes the divine breathing, and my fiat forms her breathing. So it is the life that they mutually exchange to form one single life with God. Image and likeness. Therefore, the acts done in our divine will are inseparable from us, triune God, and we, triune God, feel the contentment of the breathing of our divine work, of our divine feelings, as if they were our own, the work which has come out of us and letting her live in our house and so close to us, triune God, as to breathe her very breath. It's God breathing in our breathing. It's not us anymore. It is endless. It's in its endless great wheel of light, it goes in search of everyone to make itself be recognized and to form in each creature its life of divine beauty, divine sanctity, divine light, of infinite divine sweetness. It wants to destroy all bitterness, all ugliness, all miseries in each soul. With its kiss of life breathing over them, it wants to transform them into what is good, beautiful, and holy. This goes back to the mystical marriage. Wear that ring and know that you belong to God. That's what he's waiting for. You're not alone anymore. You're not struggling anymore. You're with God, one with God. Breathe with God. Have your heart beating with God. Walk with God. Talk with God. Let God gaze in your gazing. Let God listen in your listening. Let the Lord be so close to you that you're filled with joy. Volume 26, 9:15, 19:29. Such is my divine will, more than sun. It is to pour itself out over each soul, each creature, to give the soul continuous divine life. It can be said that it invests the creatures with its divine, omnipotent breath of light and of love. It forms them and raises them. And while the sun gives place to the night, my divine will never leaves on their own the dear births that came from it, molded, vivified, formed, raised with its breath, burning with kisses of light. After this, Louisa says, I continue the cross of an endless sea of the divine fiat, and as I admitted my little acts in the eternal volition, many germs formed in my soul. These are seeds. The seeds of these germs was the light of divine will, varied in many colors, all animated with divine light, and my sweet Jesus, making himself seen, was breathing on those germs one by one, and as they breathed on them, those germs could grow so much, as to touch the divine immensity, and I breathed on them, and those germs would grow so much as to touch the divine immensity, and I remained surprised in seeing the goodness of my highest good Jesus taking those germs in his most holy hands and with so much love in order to breathe on them, and then placing them all over my soul, all in order in my soul. And in looking at me with divine love, Jesus told me, my daughter, wherever there is creative force of my divine will, my divine breath has the power to render the acts of the creatures immense. It happens as to the yeast, this is the germ, which has the virtue of fermenting the flour, and as long as in forming the bread puts one of their little yeasts in the germ of fermentation, and one does not put the yeast, even though the flour is the same, the bread shall never come out leavened but unleavened. Okay, if it does not do this. Such is my divine will. More than yeast, it casts the divine fermentation into the human acts, and the human acts become divine acts because Jesus is doing them. And when I find the germ of the divine will in the acts of the creature, I delight, Jesus says, in breathing on her acts. And I, God, raise it so much as to render it immense. More so, since we can call the act our act, our divine will, operating in the creature. Humans can't do divine acts. You have Jesus reigning in you. That's why it's divine. Jesus breathe in my breathing. Jesus beat in my heart beating. Jesus walk in my walking. Jesus brush my teeth as I'm brushing my teeth. I want to do nothing human anymore. I want you, Lord, to do everything within, through, and for me as I do everything within, through, and for you. That's what we're looking for. Volume 27, 7, 10, 7, 19, 29. I was feeling all immersed in the divine fiat, and its light surrounded me everywhere, inside and out of me, outside of me. And my sweet Jesus, making himself seen, clasping in his arms and drawing close to my mouth, he sent his breath from his mouth into mine, but so strongly that I could not contain it. Oh, how gentle, sweet, fortifying was this breath of Jesus. Now, my daughter, your living in my divine will began with our asking for your human will. That's what Jesus does. He says, can I have your human will? He's a gentleman. Okay? Can I ask you for your human will? Which you, Louisa, most willingly gave to me, and we most willingly give to Jesus. I do not want my human will. I want you, Jesus, to take my human will. I ask in replace to replace it with your divine will. This fiat, I repeat always. Jesus is always saying, in order to give the depth to your soul to renew the act of creation, I give you my will. This is one of the reasons we pray the six steps of the first 6 days of Our Lady in the Kingdom to Louisa Picaretta. Those first 6 steps we say every day at Holy Mass. When we receive Holy Mass, we surrender our human will in 6 different ways. To why? So that we can be filled with the divine will. We want nothing but the divine will. He says, I wanted to pronounce my omnipotent fiat in the depth of your soul to renew the act of creation. This fiat I repeat always in order to give you continuous life from the divine will. And as the divine will is repeated, it preserves you and maintains this life in you. This is why you often feel me breathe into you. Every time we breathe, Jesus, breathe into my breathing. Feel Jesus breathe into you. Breathe in my breathing. Take a deep breath. That is Jesus breathing in your breathing. Renewing your soul. Renew my soul with each breath. And the inseparability I feel is my divine will that makes me love with perennial love. And we have deposited in you the perennial love of God. Volume 29, 10, 12, 1931. My good daughter, and again, remember, the man came up to Jesus and said, good rabbi. He goes, only God is good. Why do you call me good? Jesus was wondering, do you recognize God in me? Jesus is saying about Louisa, my good daughter, do we recognize God in Louisa? She's not God, but she's the firstborn. She's the newborn. My good daughter, Louisa Picaretta, only my divine will maintains and preserves as intact with a continuous act, the beginning of the creation of the creature. Our Supreme Being gave the beginning and animated her life with the power of our divine breath. This breath was never to be broken. More so, since we, Triune God, give and do an act, we never withdraw it. And this serves to form fulfilled works of the being that we, Triune God, issue to the light. So do you see what God is saying? As humans, we do something, it's done. This doesn't happen with God. We never withdraw. It always serves to form fulfilled works of being what we, Triune God, ushered into the light. When you say to God, I love you in the divine will, 1,000 million years from now, you will see that living I love you that you gave to God. Only on earth can you do an act in the divine will. Once you're in heaven, you can't do any more acts. You don't have a body. You only can do an act when you have a body and a soul, not just a soul. In heaven, all they have is souls. There's only two bodies in heaven, and that's Our Lady and our Lord. Jesus is looking at us, and He's saying very clearly, I want you to be one with Me. I want to fulfill works in you. So He says this, while the first act of ours serves to give the beginning and form the life, the continuation serves to make of the creature a fulfilled act of God's. And as we breathe upon the soul, so we form in her our continuous growth of this divine life of ours in the creature. Our breath, as it gives itself, forms our fulfilled act of divine sanctity, of divine beauty, of divine love, of divine goodness, and so forth. And we have filled her so much in a way that we, Triune God, have no more space in which to put our acts in the creature because she is limited. Our breath ceases and ends its life on earth. In order to eternalize our breath in heaven, we transport our life formed in her, our fulfilled act, into the celestial fatherland as triumph of our creation. And there is no rarity more beautiful than these lives and fulfilled acts of ours in the celestial dwelling. All the things that the saints did are not as beautiful or formed or fulfilled in the celestial fatherland as the little children of the holy divine will. Our Lady has done it. Our Lord has done it. Louisa has done it. And now God wants us to do this. It's ours if we wish. He says this, they are narrators of our divine power, the ardors of our divine love. They are speaking voices of our omnipotent fiat, which alone could form the divine life and fulfill our act in the creature. That's what God wants. You have to remember, this is not a good or holy or saintly thing. This is to live in God's most holy divine will. Our divine will just disposes the creature to receive all, listen to this, all the divine qualities, all the divine colors, and our breath never interrupted as most skillful brush paints with admirable and intermittable mastery the most beautiful shades and forms the facsimiles of our supreme being. I can say it. Okay, so here we got, this is what Jesus said. He says, I want to make a divine masterpiece of every human being. Think about it. You go into a museum, it's filled with masterpieces. None of them are the same. It's the same thing for us. We have different irises, different voices, different fingerprints, different heights, different colors, different shades. Why? God loves our uniqueness. And He says, I'm going to make each and every one of the children of the divine will a divine masterpiece. God's doing this, not us. I mean, you look at Arnold Schwarzenegger. When he was in his 20s, he was the most perfect bodybuilder. Look at him now. Forget about it. God's going to make a masterpiece out of us that's going to be so beautiful, so perfect, so amazing that the angels will be in awe of it. He's going to do it. And see, we're always going to be eternally young, eternally strong, because it's with the strength of God. It's the youth of God. God is young. God isn't old. Remember when Jesus says, He who sees Me, He sees the Father. It's Jesus is young. The Father is young. The Holy Spirit is young. Eternally young. Why? It's God Almighty. Wait till you see what God's going to do with us. He's going to share with us such amazing things that for all eternity we're just going to praise Him and love Him and adore Him and worship Him. So He says here, she is a particle of the infinite love when she was created. You must know that our love gives the incredible. Our divine will spy is the spy of the creature. God looks at us. He spies us on us. He wants to know what we want. He wants to know. He gave the devil hell because that's what the devil wanted. A lot of people say, I want this, I want that, and then they have a life of hell. A lot of people say, I want to do this. This is good for me. I want that. And it's a life for the rest of their life. They have to suffer. And they didn't have to suffer, but it's because what they wanted. You know, Jesus says very, very clearly, my daughter, you must know that our love gives of the incredible. Our divine will is the spy of the creature, but it keeps spying to see when she is disposed to receive the blowing breath of contained love, because it knows that the creature does not possess a great quantity of divine love. And she is just as a particle of the infinite love from when she was created. See, God wants to fill us to capacity. And if it has not been nourished, it is like a fire when it is under the ashes, such that while the fire exists, the ashes keep it covered and repressed in a way that it cannot even make its heat felt. Human love, we do not want. Do you hear what this Jesus is saying? Human love, we do not want. Why? It's fickle. It's limited. He says, and therefore our divine will uses its loving strategism, it spies on the disposition, and it blows in blowing breath like a light breeze. It puts to flight the ashes of the human will has produced. The particle of our infinite love is revived, and it lights up. My divine will continues to blow, and it adds more divine love. The soul feels herself being emptied, warmed, and she experiences the coolings of love. And from within the particle of the infinite love that she possesses, she loves us. And she gives us, Triune God, as her own, our divine love. God wants divine love from us. We breathe it in. We breathe it back to Him. We breathe in divine love. We breathe it back to Him. Divine love. We don't want human. He says it. I don't want the human anymore. I want divine. God is divine. He wants divine. He created us to be in His image and likeness. Why? To give back to God what is God's. That's why He created us. So this particle that we got can expand infinitely if we wish, 30, 60, or 100-fold. There's no limit to what God wants from us. So He says, you must know this, that the love of this divine will of mine is so great that it uses all its arts, acts as a spy, and it blows its breath upon the soul, and it acts as her mother, and it rocks her in its arms, and it acts as a sentry and watches over her. It acts as her queen and dominates her. It acts as the sun to her and illuminates her. It offers her itself even to serve her. And when it wants to deposit in you its knowledges, this is the book of heaven, its truths, and even just one of its words, what does it do? It blows its breath upon you so much that first it forms in you its basin of love, of light, in order to what? To enclose these divine truths in the basin of its love, of its life, that it formed in you. God is doing everything. That's exactly what St. Louis de Montfort says. They'll be the greatest souls in the history of the church, history of the world, and it's nothing that they have done, but what God has done for them. Do you believe that? Do you believe it? If you believe it, you'll dive into this book. This book of heaven, you will devour every word that Jesus says. And then when you go back, He has expanded your capacity so you'll understand more. Then when you go back, He'll expand yourself even more, the capacity to give you more. Why? He says, I want to fill you as much as you want. I want to make of you my divine masterpiece, which means He wants us to share in His divinity. Volume 30, 210, 1932. In addition to this, our divine will is our life. It is our food. You see what Jesus is saying? He wants us to have His life by eating His food. And since this is why the divine will is called the first bread. And since we have no need of material foods, the divine will gives us then the food of its holy works. And since the creature is the one of our works, we, Triune God, want to find in her our will as life. so that not only herself, but all her works may serve us, Triune God, as food, and we, in exchange, will give her the food of our works. This feeding ourselves with the same food forms the co-breathing between God and the soul. This co-breathing produces peace, communicates communication of goods, inseparability from God. It seems that the divine breath breathes in the creature and that of the creature in God, uniting them so much as to feel as if the breath were one with the other. Here then comes the co-breathing of will, the co-breathing of love, the co-breathing of works. We, Triune God, feel that breath which we issued in the creation of Adam, which Adam broke by doing his human will, be reborn again in this creature, the one who's reading the book of heaven. So you have the book. Jesus said this: if Adam didn't sin, I would have taught him the book of heaven, and he would have taught the book of heaven to his children, which means Louisa has received more than Adam. Adam didn't have the book of heaven. God didn't teach him the book of heaven. He waited 6,000 years to teach Louisa. And now this book is being taught to us. Why? To be reborn again. God wants us to be reborn. Our divine will has the virtue and the office of regenerating in mankind what Adam lost with sin and reordering mankind as if he came out of our creative hands. Do you see what's happening? It's a new beginning. Why do you think Our Lady said, time has now come to an end? A new beginning has started. A new beginning because of Louisa has begun. It's in us if we wish. All that Jesus asks is read. Go to your room, close the door, and pray. Read. Let Jesus speak to your mind to you so that you'll understand it. Let him speak to your heart so that you will love it. This book of heaven, Jesus says, is going to transform the face of the earth. This book of heaven, he said, will be a new sun for my church. He says, this book of heaven will spiritualize and divinize mankind. Do you believe it? I've seen nothing like this in the church. And I see hints of it with St. John of the Cross, St. Teresa of Avila, St. Catherine of Siena, even St. Peter when he wrote. He says, we're called to be divinized. Say, those are the words of St. Peter in the epistle. There are hints of this. It's not how it's going to happen and why it's going to happen. That's the book of heaven. If you read the book of heaven, the high and the well, the why and the how begins to take life in us. Okay, so here we go. Ready? All right. Volume 32, 4-2, 1933. My blessed daughter, Louisa, you must know that our divine being is nothing other than a substance, all of divine love. So the consequence of this is that everything inside and outside of us, everything is love. The divine will is love. It's light. It's life. That's what God wants us to enter into. And he says this: therefore, our breath is divine love, and the air that we breathe is divine love. Our heartbeat is divine love, and we, Triune God, palpitate divine love. It forms a circulation of pure love in our divine being with a race that never stops. But it is not sterile love. It's not a sterile will. No, it's fecund and generates continuously. It is operative. And with one single breath of divine love, it forms the most beautiful, and marvelous works, the prodigies most unheard of, so much so that all human sciences feel small and ignorant before the littlest of our works, and confounded, they remain mute. This is the one thing I love is most unheard of. Prodigies, most unheard of. Jesus says, when the souls begin to live in the divine will, prodigies unheard of are going to happen. That means the angels don't even know about it. The saints have no idea of it. Prodigies unheard of are going to happen. Jesus is asking us, he's pleading with us that we begin to live this life. He needs us to live this life. He wants us to live this life. He has planned from the beginning of time that we live at this time to receive the book of heaven because he's depending on us. He's not depending on your family. He's not depending on your friends. He's not depending on your neighbors. He's not depending on your coworkers. He's not depending on even the people in your parish. He's depending on those souls who Jesus Christ has given the book of heaven to. That's us. And we're nothing. We're the bottom of the barrel. He's looking at us and he's saying, I'm depending on you to do this. So we'll end there, okay? Let me just fix this up here. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We'll be back in 15 minutes.